there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... You can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's a Thursday. It's hour one. We're ready to go. Football coming up tonight. Should be a blowout, right? Niners, Giants, Giants getting 10.5, Giants without their starting left tackle, the Giants without Saquon Barkley. These games are always interesting when you only have 3 days to prepare. Over-under, by the way, listed at 44. Phone calls are welcome today. Operator, Tyler standing by. The Niners are large favorites tonight to take down the Giants in San Francisco. And the main story here is the injuries. Trying to get ready for a game in 6 days is difficult. Now you're asking for 3 days. And both teams have their sights set on the playoffs. I think the glasses would probably need to be applied to the Giants with their eyesight with the playoffs. I think the Niners are seeing 2020 right now. And they have been a great regular season team. I think that's pretty impressive, winning 12 consecutive regular season games going into this game. The longest regular season winning streak since the Ravens won 14 in a row. That was from 2019 to 2020. 2019 to 2020.
Okay, Marv. Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and those chatting on Chat Row. Sign up for the newsletter. Go to danpatrick.com. It's as simple as that. We'll let you know the next batch of moonshine and when that'll drop. You'll find out first being on the newsletter, danpatrick.com. First hour brought to you by the great folks at Discover Credit Cards. They do something really awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. So that's cash back from trips and restaurants, all doubled. See terms, check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Football coming up tonight. We got a busy show, great guest list, including Herm Edwards, our good buddy. He'll join us coming up in about 15 minutes. Andy Staples covers college football. Chris Long, former NFL player, will stop by as well. But the big news is not necessarily the game tonight. It's the mess that was yesterday in Chicago. Justin Fields has a mess to clean up, and this is how it all started. Now, keep in mind, when you see a tweet, you don't know if it's in context, or can you put it in context? Justin Fields, this was a tweet yesterday. Justin Fields is doing a press conference. And there was a tweet that was sent out. Justin Fields acknowledged that he has been playing too robotic, then bit the pin of off the grenade and rolled it into the building with his explanation for why he believes it's that way. He said coaching. And then there was the tweet that followed that said, wow, a lot more of that in a bit. Well, there is a lot more to the answer that Justin Fields has. So let's put it in context. Here's Justin Fields.
I felt like, you know, I wasn't necessarily playing my game. Felt like I was kind of robotic and not playing like myself. My goal this week is just to say F it and just go out there and play football how I know how to play football. That includes thinking less and just going out there and playing off of instincts rather than just so much, so to say, info in my head, data in my head, and literally just going out there playing football. Because that's when, you know, I play my best is when I'm just out there playing free and being myself.
Okay. So, yes, it's on coaching, but it's on him. And then there was more to it after that.
I don't think it's too many coaching voices, but I just think when you're fed a lot of information at a point in time and trying to think about that info, like when you're playing, it doesn't let you play like yourself. You're trying to, you know, process so much information to where it's like, if I just simplified in my mind, I would have did this. Like I saw a few plays on Sunday to where if I was playing like my old self, like we would have had a positive play. Like there would have been, you know, a few more third down conversions. So I think that's the biggest thing for me is just, you know, playing the game how I know how to play it, how I've been playing it my whole life. So that's what I got to get back to doing.
I don't think he realized what he said. Now, he had comments to say, and then after practice, he basically welcomed the media over. That doesn't happen. Athletes are like, I don't want to answer any more questions. But here you go. Here's Justin Fields later in the day.
This is the one that got him in hot water. This is the one before practice.
Oh, okay.
When you say thinking less, what do you think was causing you to think so much, maybe think too much?
Could be coaching. They're doing their job when they're giving me what to look at and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I, you know, can't be thinking about that when the game comes. I prepare myself throughout the week, and then when the game comes, it's time to play free at that point. So, you know, just thinking less and, you know, playing more.
Okay. But if you stop the tweet and you stop at coaching, then all of a sudden you've detonated the grenade. He did go on to say, you know, other things. I think once you say what you really feel, and then I think he caught himself in the moment, and he's like, you know what? I need to clean that up a little bit. Then you go to practice. Then after practice, that's when he probably checks his phone, social media, and all of a sudden you realize there's something to this. Well, what do you do? What do you do if you're Matt Eberflus? He's the head coach of the Bears.
Did you have the same come to the same conclusion after the game when you watch that game that he needs to get back to kind of playing the way you like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, when you know, if he's feeling that way, then you know, that's, then yes, you know, I think that a player needs to feel free. He needs to have the flow of the game. He needs to use his instincts. That's what you want from players, right? You know, you have any players like that. Right. If it's a receiver, linebacker, defensive line, those guys, you got to play free. Right. And, you know, the guys were brought here to play that way. We want to see them. We want to see those in the game situations. Certainly as a quarterback, you got to go through your progressions, but there's also instincts that are involved in that. And we want them to have that flow. We want them to have that freedom to do those things.
I can't imagine what it must have been like for the head coach to have been told what Justin Fields said. PR person probably said, Coach, come here. Justin kind of called out the coaching staff, and he's playing robotic. What? And then you go to practice, and you're probably steaming through practice. All of a sudden, it's going viral. Now, at the end of practice, I think that's where you call over the quarterback and you say, you know what? Got to clarify some things here. You know, I'm going to tamp this down. This isn't a big deal. Your defensive coordinator just quit. Like, you're 0-2. Your coach, you know, does he make me too robotic? There are too many voices here. I want to be free. I want to play. You got the Kansas City Chiefs coming up.
Oh, no.
You're 12.5 or 13-point underdogs here. Then all of a sudden, they're like, hey, reporters, come on back in. Let me try to make this a little bit better, a little bit nicer. It feels like Justin Fields said what he felt, and that is he's being robotic. He's not running the ball. They're trying to make him a passer, and he might not be a passer. Here's what he said after practice.
I love you guys, but, you know, I get that you guys' jobs are to get clicks, so it's like, when you take my quote out of context, when you just say that, if you paint the picture on the inside out, like, y'all are trying to split us up as a team. I'm not blaming anything on the coaches. I'm never going to blame anything on the coaches, never going to blame anything on my teammates. I will take every, whatever happens in the game, I will take all the blame. I don't care. It's a drop pass. It should have been a pass. Put it on me. But never will you hear anything come out of my mouth to where I will blame it on somebody else in this organization, my teammates. Never will you hear that. So I just want to clear that up and just know that, like, I need to play better. That's it. Point blank. If y'all, that's what I should have said in the first place. But, you know, I was trying to give y'all more details because, you know, I appreciate y'all for doing what y'all do, and I try to give y'all the information y'all want for you guys' job. So I'm going to do that and in the future, like, but I ask you guys just to put the whole quote out. Don't cut it up into words and pieces to make it seem like I'm saying something that I'm not.
Okay, that part is fair, but don't tell me that you're going to give the reporters a little bit more because, I respect what you guys do. Let me throw some people under the bus here while I give you something else to write about. Yes, he.
This is a classic case of half and then half.
Yes. Yes, he.
My guy. Yeah. Less is more. Less is more, my dude. That's way too much.
All you need to say is, my bad. You know, I'm frustrated, and I should be putting the blame on me, not anybody else. It's on me. I'm a competitor. I want to win. I'm embarrassed out there because I'm better than this, and I still want to be a playoff team. I'm a playoff-type quarterback here. I got to start, you know, getting a better game plan, processing that better, and being able to go out on the field and then deliver that.
I can't think of a soundbite that I've heard recently where someone is right and then wrong, and then right and then wrong. And then if it was like a scale, it would be going like up and down and yeah. up. And then you're right and then you're wrong. And then, no, don't say that. Yes, do say no, don't say that. Yes, do say that.
It was a teeter-totter.
It was unbelievable.
It's like, I'm up and I'm down. Up, I'm like, down.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. No, don't say that. Oh, no, yes. Okay, now you got it. Oh, no, don't.
Yeah, Paulie.
You know when someone's backing up a car and you're giving directions? Yeah, go over the, no. Yep, right here. Just come to me. No. He was so close. Like, his point about the media taking the coaching word and leaving it as a standalone, he's right. That set off the fire yesterday nationally.
But it's like when you're trying to back up a truck with a boat, and you always have to go the opposite. You know, it's like, wait, do I go this way? No, I go to this. Oh, this. That's what he's doing. He's got his pickup truck, and there's a boat on the back, and he's trying to back it up. Yes, Heaton.
And the funny part of it, too, is that he's right. It was not put in the proper context.
Sure.
However, when put in the proper context, he's blaming the coaches.
He did.
So ultimately the point was exactly the same.
He does blame coaches, and then he goes on to talk about other things. But you start out by blaming the coaches. You blame yourself. Then if you want to say, you know what, I got to get with the coaches. I got to get the information quicker. I can't be robotic. You know, I'm spontaneous. This is what I did the first couple of years here. I know they want to make me a pocket passer. My goal is to be like Lamar Jackson. But right now, I'm still learning that process. He might be Cam Newton. He might not be a good pocket passer. He might just, that's where you just say, go out and play. And if you get hurt, you get hurt. But you already decided that you traded away the number one pick. You gave that up. You believed in Justin Fields. And that's all management has to say. And the coaching staff, look, we believe in him. We gave up the first pick overall. That's how much we believe in him. He is our quarterback. We will get this right. But they're not a good team. The expectation level, I didn't understand. Still don't understand it. Do I think or did I think he'd rush for 1,000 yards? Yes. Did I think that they were a 6-win team? Yes. That's it. Nothing else to see here. Yes, Todd.
How does someone from the media not defend the group and themselves saying, you know, we want to get clicks? You said that that they're making me robotic, that there's too much information. The very first thing he said was that it could be the coaching.
So, well, the rest of the media doesn't have to try to explain for the original tweet. The original tweet, once again, I'll give that to you, that says he acknowledged that he's been playing too robotic, but then bit the pin off the grenade and rolled it into the building with his explanation for why he believes it's that way. And then in parentheses, or quotations, it says coaching.
That's from the Chicago Tribune reporter.
That's it.
The pin off the grenade is so funny.
It's inflammatory.
Yeah. But he doesn't add anything more. Now, after coaching, in parentheses, he could have said, Fields also acknowledged that he's to blame or whatever it might be. But he just put, wow, a lot more on that in a bit.
But, you know, it's funny. With Twitter these days, or X, you're not limited anymore. It's not like you're limited in characters or what you could write. He could have written the entire quote or could have written in a context right off the bat. Because this made everyone tune into the press conference.
It did. Yeah, now all of a sudden I cared about the Bears. And I normally don't care about the Bears. I think I did in 85. That's the last time I cared about the Bears. Yes, Seton.
I might be out on an island on this one, but I don't actually think what he said was all that bad when he blamed coaching. I don't think the idea that saying, like, you know, the coaches are filling my head with too much stuff, he could have said it better. He could have said, you know, I'm having a hard time processing all of the information. No, actually, you can't say that. You can't say I'm having a hard time processing all this. I don't think that his main point of, heck, this is being made too complicated and I'm getting too much information is all that bad.
Yeah. You have to start by blaming yourself. Then if you want to say, look, I'm robotic, and I keep, you know, I'm trying to process the plays.
But nothing is more robotic than quarterbacks being like, that starts with me, starts with me. Well, that's like the most robotic thing quarterbacks say.
I know, he needed to be robotic, Seton.
Stupid.
That's when he needed to be robotic.
I'm sorry, being like, if it's a drop pass, then blame it on me. Yeah. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I hate this part about, like, quarterbacks in sports.
It starts with me.
I love
the fact, that dude dropped the pass.
I love that he gave us this quote, but he could have said what he needed to say in a different way.
Yeah.
Then this isn't a story. First of all, it's Chicago. They are hungry for a winner, and you bypassed the number one overall pick. You kept him, and you're now 0-2. You lost to the Packers at home. You lost to Tampa Bay, and now you have Kansas City. You know, this is desperate. Desperate times here. And is Justin Fields their future? I mean, we're going to find out here real quick if they're all in on Justin Fields. Everybody brings up, well, Mitchell Trubisky led him to two playoff appearances. Great. And he hasn't played football since they got rid of him. They had a better team. Goes back to what I said about Patrick Mahomes. If you put Patrick Mahomes on the Bears, he's a curiosity. They're not a good team. He's on a great team in Kansas City, and he's a great quarterback. As a result, he takes advantage of all of those things. Justin Fields needs to have somebody that he tries to emulate. And I say it's Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson has become a credible pocket passer. He's also a dangerous runner. But if you watch Justin Fields, if you watch the coach's tape, the All-22 they call it, he's had opportunities to throw the football. It's on him. He doesn't pull the trigger. He's been sacked. Why is he being sacked? Because he holds on to the football. Now, is he holding on to the football because he doesn't want to be that running quarterback? Michael Vick got $100 million after he learned how to stay in the pocket. You can run only so long. And Justin Fields is going to find that out. Because when you start to slow down, those other guys don't. And you're going to get hit. He's gotten hit more than anybody. Run if you want to. If that's your offense, run. But when you say, I got too much information, that's when you go to the coaching staff and you say, Coach, I need to be freer out there. Got to help me a little bit. Not to the media. Now, I loved it. But you don't go to the media and say, hey, I'm robotic. The coaches are to blame. I mean, right? Now, unless you're not getting anything from these coaches where, hey, I've told them this, they want me to be this, okay. I mean, there's a lot there, but when you play the blame game, it rarely goes well for the blamer.
Blame the media, too.
Yes. You guys lack clicks.
Yeah, you guys said that. You guys made me say that coaching thing's for clicks. You guys do that.
Yeah, Paulie.
Quick question for the room. I'm going to let it sit out there. Because you guys are not Bears fans, and most people listening are not Bears fans. Who do you think the average sports fan think is to blame for what happened yesterday? Justin Fields or other?
I'd say the media.
You don't think the Bears organization, like for general struggles and struggles at the quarterback position, is it the person they have at quarterback or the organization that around him?
Well, okay, if the quote is in context, then does that kind of water this down a little bit? So I'm going to start with, you know, the quote taken out of context and let it hang there. That's when everybody was like, whoa, did you hear what Justin Fields said?
I guess I mean more bigger picture. The Bears are very good at
taking... Justin Fields should not have said this publicly. That's all. If he doesn't say it publicly, then we don't have this. So I have to start there. If he's not getting answers in the building, then you got a bigger problem there. Bears had a bad day yesterday. And they got the Chiefs coming up. They had their defensive coordinator quit under suspicious circumstances. Yes, Eden.
Is the question who's to blame for the story yesterday or who's to blame for the Bears not being any good?
It's more like the Bears not being any good consistently.
That's two answers, I think.
Those are two different questions.
Yeah.
I could blame that reporter yesterday for that being a story.
Yeah.
That absolutely became a story because of that tweet.
Yes.
So my final point is, you said, and I agree with you, that if Mahomes went to the Bears, he'd probably be a B-level quarterback right now. He couldn't outlast the Bears or outdo the. What do they do? What's the problem with this franchise that they can't get a good quarterback? I don't think they've had a 4,000-yard passer ever.
Really?
I don't think so. I think Eric Kramer was like the closest.
Okay.
Maybe Fields.
Well. I have a question for you, and we can save our answers. If you're Caleb Williams and you had an opportunity to go to Arizona or Chicago, what would you take?
Other.
All right, Herm Edwards is going to join us. I'm going to ask Herm, what would he have done if he was the head coach of the Bears yesterday with Justin Fields? He'll join us coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show. You know, we got the big cookout tomorrow. It's going to be a Meat Friday. And I said to Tyler, I said, would you go get the Traeger mats that you put underneath the grills? I said, would you wash them off, clean them up a little bit? Let's, you know, spruce up that outdoor area. It already looks gorgeous out there. And then you have all the Traeger grills out there. Awesome. I love just going out there and looking at them. Sometimes you'll open up the flat top grill. Yesterday I cooked, or day before I cooked hot dogs on there. You know, you can't go wrong with Traeger because they have a grill for you. No matter what you want, whatever you need, Traeger has a grill for you. And you can also watch the game while grilling. Traeger's Wi-Fi connectivity on the Traeger app. Stay in control of what you're cooking. Wherever you are, you can control the temperatures from your phone. They've thought of everything. They think of you. Traeger.com. Find the grill that's right for you. And also check out the new discount offerings they have. Make sure you use the promo code DP Show at checkout. Free shipping, and of course, happy grilling. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle's all electric. Feeling all Mercedes. Choice all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ. Poll question before we get to our good buddy Herm Edwards.
More to blame for the Bears' struggles. The quarterback, the coaches, the organization itself.
Well, that's a long-term and a short-term answer in there. Herm Edwards, former head coach, college in the NFL. He appears on the new football-themed show Monday Blitz at 3 Eastern on the Mothership, as well as SportsCenter and ESPN Radio as well. Good morning, Herm. Let me start there. Who's to blame for this mess in Chicago?
Oh, boy. You can kind of spread it around. I think when you look at this football team play, you know, they're still in the mode of trying to rebuild, obviously, their offensive line. Defensively, they've struggled the last couple of years. Have a quarterback that's unique in the sense that he's, you know, he's basically, I hate to say this in pro football now, we have RPO quarterbacks. And what you do with them, the style of offense you run with them is very important. I think he made light of it in his press conference. I think he walked some things back. But basically, you know, this is what happens in pro football a lot. Coaches come in with systems, and their system is bigger than the player. Well, if you want to be a successful coach, you have to massage your system around the player's skill set.
Yeah, but it feels like we've seen coaches adapt to that, that they know, yes, I'm not going to ask you to be different. If I'm coaching right. Cam Newton, I got to let Cam Newton be Cam Newton or Michael Vick or Patrick Mahomes. And this situation's interesting because usually that third year, you see the quarterback start to make that, you know, progression. Like all of a sudden you go, okay, you're going to make that jump or are you not going to make that jump? But I'm wondering, how would you coach Justin Fields?
Well, obviously I'm going to allow him to use his legs. That's going to be part of the passing game. You know, they tried to do it a little bit last year. And I think what they were worried about, he ran so much. You know, he ran for over 1,100 yards. I mean, as a quarterback, I mean, that's, you know, those are numbers like you scratch your head at. I think our vision of him would be similar to Jalen Hurts, what he's been able to do as a quarterback, you know, still has the ability to run. He can throw the ball. He's more comfortable in the pocket now. And that's the case when you watch Justin Fields. I mean, last week you watched him, he's almost like a statue in the pocket. Decision-making, when to get the ball out. You know, he struggles with that. Sometimes quarterbacks, their timing, their rhythm, you got to get them going early in the game. And those are the things that I think going into this week you'll see from Chicago Bears.
Yeah, but now you got Kansas City.
Oh, boy.
You know? You can't beat Green Bay. You can't beat Tampa Bay. And now all of a sudden you got the Chiefs who are fully assembled with Chris Jones and Travis Kelce. And is he just going to go, all right, I'm going back to the way I did last year. I'm just going to run and try to create something here and not stay in the pocket.
I think you'll see more of that this week. He'll leave, obviously, when he feels he can move the chains. And I think for quarterbacks like this, and you know this, Dan, you watch football a long time as well. You got to get them started, you know, early in this game. They've got to see some completions to get them confident. That's any quarterback. And I think how you design that is very important. His mechanisms, you know, generally you dial up a play and there's always a check down. His check down is his legs. Okay, if it's not open, you know what? Take off, man. Go ahead. And you know, that's what we did with Jaden Daniels his freshman year when he played for us at Arizona State. You know, it was like the check down is your legs, man. You know, if not there, go ahead and go.
Well, you can do that in college. I think Justin Fields is trying to out-athlete defenses, and you can't do that. In college, you can do that. At Ohio State, you can do that. You can't do that. It's not sustainable there. I think that's what would concern me if I'm the Bears. You passed up on, you know, Bryce Young. You traded that number one pick. Here's your guy. And at some point, you're going to have to extend him or you have to move on from him.
This will be a big year for them, you know, this season. How he finishes and if he continues to develop. They'll be fine. If not, that's the question they're going to have to ask yourself.
Yeah. I was wondering if you're Caleb Williams and you're going, I could go to the Bears or I could go to the Cardinals.
Yeah. And, you know, and these quarterbacks have to realize, you get picked number one, you're probably going to go to a team, you know, that didn't win a lot of games. And that's, you can dodge it and say, well, I'm going to stay another year. A lot of these guys can because of, the money they can get for the name, image, and likeness, they stay in college longer. That's maybe the good thing about college football. Guys can stay in a little longer if they choose to, right?
Or he could pull an Eli Manning and just say, "Look, I don't want to go. I don't want to go to your organization."
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
We're talking to Herm Edwards, the former player, coach, college, and the NFL. How do you explain what Deion has done, can it be replicated around the country?
There's only one Deion Sanders. There's no doubt about that. Deion's a good friend. I'm enjoying it like everyone else. He's brought national attention to his program, along with a team that is very exciting, right? He's got some really good players. It's a shame about the kid Hunter. I thought, you know, the way he was playing, if he continued at this pace, he's got to be talked about as a Heisman guy. Who does that? Who plays 160 plays in a football game? I mean, I haven't seen anything like that. I mean, he's a phenomenal athlete, but he's brought national attention, Deion. No matter if you're a Colorado Buffalo fan or not, you want to see these guys play. I mean, it's funny. And his son is a tremendous player now. I mean, boy, he can play quarterback now. And so it's something that's unique. I don't think you can replicate it. Because there's only one Deion Sanders. Now, what you can replicate is this. He understands the portal. He understands there's free agency in college football now. How you build your team, you're going to have to kind of go outside the walls. You know, there's free agency. You have the ability to bring players in.
Could you see Deion coaching in the NFL one day?
That would be interesting. I think his aspirations might be to do that later on. It would be very interesting.
But what's the biggest difference with that, Herm?
Well, you know, his persona, how he's going about getting these young guys excited and, you know, all the rah-rah that's in college football, pro football. And Deion knows this. He was a great player, Hall of Famer. Maybe he's the best corner to ever play the game, in my opinion. How you handle that with NFL players. You know, you're going to have an old group of guys. You're going to have some young group of guys that can buy into what he's doing. Yeah. The old group of guys are just going, hey, look, man, I don't want to hear all that, right? So, but I think he's smart enough to know if he gets to that level, he'll handle it. He'll be able to handle it.
And I didn't think this would be their year. I thought it would be next year. And now they go to Oregon. They got USC.
Right.
How sustainable do you think this is for Deion?
Well, I think this. I think Oregon will be a really good game for them to see where they're at. SC, I believe this. I don't see SC's defense. I don't know if it's improved that much.
Yeah.
So you can score. And it could be a scoring game against SC, right? I mean, that's how you look at it. And SC, it makes no bones. I mean, with that quarterback, you could score as many as you want, right? And that offense they have, boy, it's fun to watch too. I mean, you won't be able to sit down. I mean, if you go like go get a snack, somebody might score a touchdown time you leave and come back, right? But this will be an interesting 2 weeks for him.
Where do you put Micah Parsons now? Great defenders.
Oh, boy.
Not just in the game now, but is he starting to slip into a different category?
Yeah. That's the talk. I won't say he has taken the throne away from 56 that played for the Giants. You know who that is. I was just with him about a month ago.
But you saw LT, a young LT.
He was my era.
Yeah. Yeah.
We played against each other. And
how would you describe that?
Oh, he wrecked the game. But he physically could wreck the game, too. That's the difference I see. LT was – and it's because he's bigger. He was a big man that could run and could just, you know, elude. But he was physical. I mean, he could physically dominate you. It was a scary physicalness with LT. And so Michael Parsons is unbelievable, though. I mean, his ability – 60% of the time – 60% of the time he beats one-on-one. The average in the National Football League is 17%. He's winning at a 60% rate. That's unheard of. I mean, the whole league is at 17. He's at 60. I don't know. I'd figure out how where number 11's at. I'd send two guys at him for sure.
Well, remember Joe Gibbs did that with LT. He'd make sure that you kept the tight end and you know had Joe Jacoby there. If not, then, you know, you got trouble in the backfield.
No doubt. But the problem now in football, and you know it, college is really taking over in the NFL, too. You don't see two tight ends hardly anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see two running backs. I mean, you see three wide receivers, four wide receivers, one tight end, three wide receivers, one back. I mean, that's what you see. They spread you out. Because if not, the receivers are getting mad, right? You got to deal with these receivers that want the ball every other play. They're 7-11. They're always open. That's what they tell you on the sideline. Hey, coach, I'm open, man. Okay, we'll get you the ball. We get it, right?
I was talking about Dan Marino yesterday. I think at the end of your career, you faced Marino.
No, I played against him, yes. Yeah. I played against Dan.
I keep saying if I could play the position, I would want to play the way he played the position. Because he was ahead of his time. What he did, you know, five wide, empty backfield, and let's, you know, that's what you have in college, high school, and now some of the NFL teams.
Well, look, Mark Duper, Clayton.
Nat Moore.
They had them all. I had to cover them. I was trying to cover those guys. he's unbelievable at quarterback. Maybe one of the – he's in the top three quarterbacks to ever play, in my opinion. Way he got the ball out, his accuracy, his arm talent. I mean, it was just I remember when he came in the league, I said, who is it? Watched him in college, and all of a sudden you're playing against him. Then all of a sudden you got Duper, you got Clayton, you got Nat Moore. I mean, it's like, oh, boy, who are these guys, right? We had to play them. And we had a great defense in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But they made us work. Jimmy Cephalo was in the slot, too. Don't forget about Jimmy Cephalo.
Oh, yeah. Penn State, Jimmy Cephalo. Yeah.
They had a good crew.
How you doing? You doing all right?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah. Traveling on the weekends, obviously, leaving, going back to the mothership, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And there on Sundays, Mondays, and, you know, a little bit Tuesday and to come home. So, but I'm good. My girls are growing up. I got one that's a senior now, looking at colleges. She's a journalist major. So she's in a couple of spots, you know.
Tell her to get into another field than that, you know.
It's too late. It's too late.
I was watching the video of when you walked off the field when you were told that you got fired. Like, we're talking about those awkward, like Lane Kiffin getting fired tarmac there. I mean, what goes through your mind? And somebody is filming this when you're walking on.
Yeah, but
you have any idea that was happening?
Well, no. And that was more that statement. And people said that, you know, he talked about I got fired. No.
Okay.
No, that wasn't it at all. We always meet there. We always talk, AD and the president. And no, that it wasn't. That didn't happen like people make it to be.
Well, see, yeah. You can tell your daughter how the media takes stories, and then they
It's okay. I was part of the media. I get it.
But imagine if you're Lane Kiffin, where they don't let you get on the bus, coach, and after a loss.
Yeah, that, and I'm happy for Lane. You know, Lane was with us in Tampa when he was a young kid. He was the ball boy when we were down in Tampa Bay. Monty was his father. Monty was the coordinator. I was the assistant head coach. Lovey was the linebacker coach. Rod Marinelli was the D-line coach. We had a crew of really good coaches. And then when I left to go to New York, Tomlin took my spot. So Lane was on the sideline as a young kid growing up. I remember Lane when he was, you know, in high school. So
did you think at any point that guy would be a head coach?
You know, you wondered because when you just watching him grow up, you know, Nathaniel Hackett was the ball boy up in New York with me. With Paul, you know, Paul was, listen to this. Now, that's how far we go back. I mean, when I went to Cal as a freshman, Paul Hackett was the GA.
Grad assistant.
Yes, at Cal Berkeley. That's how far I go back with Paul. And then when I wanted to run the West Coast offense in New York, I hired Paul, you know, because he was with Walsh and all those guys and run my offense with Chad Pennington, right? And Nathaniel and my son were playing. They were like the ball boys. Boy, you stay in this league long enough, boy, you see it. You know?
And John Gruden was a ball boy at Notre Dame.
Yeah. Unbelievable how it works.
Good to talk to you. I guess that's the thing is you got to start out as a ball boy. That's how you become a head coach in the NFL.
Just, hey, yeah, you know this, Dan. Just kind of hang around, and all of a sudden, you know, you just things happen, you know. And
Good to talk to you. Thank you, buddy.
Always, my friend. Thank you.
That's Herm Edwards. You can see him on the Mothership, new football-themed show, Monday Blitz, 3 Eastern on ESPN. Also appearances on Get Up and SportsCenter. Take a break. Our play of the day is up next. TireRack.com is waiting for your phone call. Maybe it's not today or tomorrow. Maybe it's next week, next month. But they're waiting for you to call. TireRack.com. And what you're going to find is, well, everything. TireRack.com. You tell them what you drive, how you drive, where you drive. They have an easy-to-use tire decision guide for a personalized tire recommendation. How about that? In about 2 minutes, you're going to get that personal recommendation. They sell only the best. They have their own test track. So they put the tires, push them to the limit, give you all that information so you can make an informed choice. Full lineup of Michelin tires ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. Also, ask about mobile tire installation. That's available in a lot of areas. That's a game changer. It's a tire changer. They bring the tires to you at home or your work and install them on site. TireRack.com/Dan. See the entire Michelin test results. And remember, with TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you
know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left, I got it!
Check this out.
2-2 to Julio. Swing and a fly ball deep into the gap in right center field. Butler going back to the warning track to the wall, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Julio Rodriguez gets his 100th RBI of the season on his 31st home run of the year.
Courtesy of the Mariners Radio Network, the M's currently a half game back in the American League West. Julio Rodriguez is a lot of fun to watch. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by the great folks at Legacy Box. It's simple, it's safe, and it's the solution to digitize all your family's precious memories. And by going to legacybox.com/Patrick, you can enjoy 40% off when you get started. Legacybox.com/Patrick. Wild card in the National League is getting tight. Marlins, Cubs, and the Reds locked up for that last wild card spot. You got Giants, Niners coming up tonight. No Saquon. No problem for the Giants, right? This is one of those, well, it's going to be a blowout, right? This one, these games always make me nervous. You don't have much time to prepare. You don't have your best player. You're playing against the Niners. You don't have your left tackle. Bosa's going to be ready to go against Danny Dimes. And then you'll get an odd player, too. And it always feels like 24-19 or something crazy like that. The Bears against Kansas City. What is that, 13 points? 13 and a half, I think?
And climbing.
Yeah. And keep an eye out on the Bears situation with their former defensive coordinator. There's a lot of speculation as to why he resigned. And it's not good speculation. There's some rumors attached to this. And we won't mention what those are as the reason why, but just keep an eye out on that with the story that may emerge here before the show is over. Here's one for you. I don't know if this will be brought up. Well, I'll bring it up today on the Gambling Podcast with the boys. I have one for it's not a lock. Not a lock, but I'm going to bring it up to Shea and Irving, Bad Larry, and Dylan, the graphics guy. Since the Raiders moved to Las Vegas, the over has been one of the better bets in football. The over in Raiders home games since moving there is 71% of the time you're a winner. The total for Sunday's game against Pittsburgh is 43. Will the Raiders-Steelers go over? Because right now, you win at a 71% clip. That's according to bestodds.com. Entertainment purposes only for me, but I'll bring it up to the boys when we tape the podcast today. Yes, Paulie.
That's. I wonder what the philosophy is behind that. Is there some type of Vegas philosophy that...
I don't know. It could be just one of those statistical anomalies.
Right, but they've been leaning under for a while on Raiders home games.
It's like Iowa football. You normally take the under.
And they keep...
Well, no, didn't they... They had a blowout win this past weekend. Didn't they play a MAC team and they scored like 45 points?
Yeah.
I think so. Something like that.
The Hawkeyes?
The Iowa Hawkeyes, yes. By the way, anytime touchdown score, Thursday night prop bets, according to DraftKings, who has the best odds to score at a touchdown tonight? Yes, Paulie.
Christian McCaffrey?
That would be the bloop, by far.
That's a layup, though, right?
Yes. Here's one for you. Odds to Debo Samuel is second. And then it's Brandon Ayuk, who I don't even know if he's playing or not. I think he's banged up a little bit.
And he's ahead of all the Giants players.
Yes,
he may not
yes.
be playing.
That's going to make it tough to score.
Elijah Mitchell is in there, and then Danny Dimes. But it's most of the prop bets are for the Niners to score first. They have four guys who will have better odds than any on the Giants. All right, odds to lead the NFL in rushing. Now that Nick Chubb is done for the year, who is the favorite to lead the NFL in rushing? Seton O'Connor, I'm going to start with you.
Derrick Henry.
He's second. Paulie?
Are these fresh odds?
That right off the press.
McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey.
Then Bijan Robinson, who would be my pick. Tony Pollard, DeAndre Swift, and Austin Eckler Jr. III. What's going on in Alabama with Nick Saban? What's NIL done to Alabama football? Have that for you coming up. One more item. We close out hour one. Fashion starts from the ground up. That means, what kind of shoes are you wearing? Wolf and Shepherd. They are worn and made by athletes. You've probably seen them on the likes of Maria Sharapova, Steve Nash, Aaron Andrews, Rob Gronkowski, and yours truly. They look great. They feel great. And you don't have a dress shoe that usually has that combination. Sometimes you have that shoe that looks good, and you can't wait to get them off. But these are dress shoes that really are athletic shoes. And they don't stop there, because they also have the cruise lineup. So the crossover is great, but the cruise line, cutting edge of casual styles made to be worn every day with the comfort that actually allows you to do it. And they have that beautiful Italian leather, and designed in Los Angeles, by the way. And the shoes are the future of footwear. Wolf and Shepherd. Dive into the future of footwear. Wolfandshepherd.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.